Comments on Malachi chapter 3, February 23, 1899. In the third chapter of Malachi, two parties are brought to view. Here, the Lord denounces against his professed people who are not faithful sentinels. The charge and challenge of God against this people is marked and decided. I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerer, and against the adulterer, and against the false swearer, and against those who oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, Wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Verses 5-12. Man's duty to be faithful in giving the Lord the portion which he claims in tithes and offerings, that there may be a supply to carry forward the work without embarrassment or hindrance, is plainly specified. A people is brought to view who are not filled with the Holy Spirit, because they have not walked humbly with God, and been faithful and clean and pure and holy in His sight. God says, Your words have been stout against me. Yet ye say, What have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, It is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we accept His ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Verses 13-15. Who required them to walk mournfully? Not Christ. Their mournfulness is the fruit of their own will and unsanctified spirit. They complain of one another and of God, putting on an outside show as disappointed men, leaving the impression on the world that it does not pay to be Christians. To be envious and jealous of the brethren means to be envious and jealous of God. While these poor, deceived, unconsecrated, jealous, envious souls are allowing Satan to take possession of their minds, while they voice his spirit and please and glorify him and dishonor God, a more pleasant picture is brought before us of another party. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written for them that feared the Lord and that spake upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. Verses 16-17. Here a different note is introduced. Testimonies of thankfulness, helpful testimonies, are born. The believers encourage one another and glorify God by their patience, hope, and charity. The Holy Spirit is imparted to them, and as they receive, they impart. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Verses 17-18. The time has come when the Holy Spirit will work upon mind and character. Many shall be purified, and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12, verse 10.